Well, what did she get, or what did she take?
Okay.
What actually had happened to her? What she had a temperature. You might think that what had happened to her. She.
I guess I don't follow you.
Okay.
Is she well? Would you think that she was well or healthy?
No. Was she sick? Is that what you're getting at?
Yeah. We're just looking for got sick or took sick. What would you say there?
If what?
Would you say got sick or took sick or?
Oh, yeah. Well, took sick would be the term that would be used around here. She took sick, yeah. Mm-hmm.
If somebody went outside in the rain and walked around without a hat on for a couple hours, and the next day you see him sniffling and coughing and stuff, you figure that he did what?
Caught a cold.
Okay. What are some of the symptoms of a cold?
Well, you mentioned one, a runny nose, and a sore throat, and a cough, and some temperature perhaps.
Sometimes it may not talk right or...
be hoarse, yeah.
Okay. If somebody can't hear real well, you say he's kind of...
deaf.
Okay. Somebody comes in the middle of July, he's been out in the field working, you know this, and he comes in, his shirt is just wringing wet. You must have figured he was out, worked all day, and did what?
And did what?
Yeah, he worked all day, and what caused the shirt to get wet?
Oh.
He,
Now you're asking, what was he doing?
He was out working in the field.
Yeah,
he was
out working, and what's your question now?
Okay, his shirt is all wet.
Yeah.
You figure he didn't jump in the water.
Oh, he took it off, and what did he do to it then?
No, wait a minute. Guy's got his shirt on. He's out working in the field. He comes home and his shirt is wringing wet, and you know he hasn't been swimming or anything.
Yeah, I know.
You figure he must have gone out and...
And, he's been working hard.
Yeah. So you can say that yesterday he did what to his shirt?
His shirt wet?
He perspired.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's wet.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's a past tense. Yesterday he sweat? Is what you'd say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
A lot of times you get an infected place, which, you know, especially before they had a lot of good antibiotics, it will swell up and everything. You have a core inside. What would you call something?
It's a boil.
Any other terms for that?
Not that I know of.
Okay. Usually when you have one of these, they'll have the doctor lance it.
Yeah.
And what comes out then?
We just normally call it pus.
Okay. Any other terms for that you've heard?
No.
Okay. In the Army, if somebody gets shot in action, you can say that he received a...
wound.
Okay. A lot of times on horses and cattle, you'll notice this, where they'll have a real deep cut that won't really heal quite right. It'll start healing over before the infection has really healed down below. What do you call that kind of thing that forms over it? It's not a scab. It's not a scab, but it's something else. It's
You got me there.
I'm trying to think what the description is. Never heard the term.
Yeah, I know.
If it's real sensitive.
I know what you mean, but I don't know.
Do you ever have a term for that?
I don't know what the term is.
You never heard of proud flesh or anything?
I know I've heard that term, but I never just quite understood what they meant by it.
Oh, okay. Okay. I think that's what it is. If you have somebody you know, and all of a sudden you read his obituary in the newspaper, and last time you'd seen him, he was fine.
Yeah.
You might ask yourself, I wonder what it was he
died of.
The place where they take somebody to bury him is the
cemetery.
And the thing they put him in is
a coffin.
Mm-hmm.